signs. Through what signs does Jesus assure you of his constant presence? The Jewish religious authorities didn't want the bodies of the three crucified men to stay on the crosses on the Sabbath day. So they got permission from Pilate to do two things: to speed up their deaths by breaking their legs, and then to take their bodies down from the crosses right away before the Sabbath. The soldiers first broke the legs of the two criminals who had been crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he had died already, so they didn't break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, plunged his spear into Jesus' side to be sure he was really dead. At once, blood and water poured out. These things were done to fulfill the inspired scriptures that say, "Not one of his bones will be broken, and people will look on him whom they pierced." Suddenly, the earth shook and rocks began splitting apart. When the soldiers saw this earthquake, they were terrified. One even exclaimed, "Jesus really was the Son of God." At the same time, the huge, heavy curtain hanging in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. Later, graves broke open, and many of God's people who had died were restored to life. Some of these left their graves and went into Jerusalem, where many people saw them. Lord, please help us to love the signs of your presence in our lives. Through what signs does Jesus assure you of his constant presence?